Hello and welcome to Living Not Lukewarm with the Sunday Scriptures. So today, focusing on Sunday, May 16th, which is the solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord. And it's interesting because in this set of readings, so the first reading is from Acts, and we actually hear about the Ascension of the Lord as Luke presents it. At the very beginning, actually the first chapter, first verse of Acts. And then the gospel from Mark also talks about the ascension. So we really get a full picture of what is happening. And basically what I want to focus on is this. It's the last minute instructions that Jesus gives to his disciples before he leaves, before he ascends to the Father. And he says to them, and again, this is not new news to them, but he tells them very clearly, go out into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Talk about a not lukewarm message, not only to hear, not only to give, but to live. And that is, are we living that? Are we living in the belief that in the name of Jesus, we can drive out the demons? In the name of Jesus, we can speak new languages. In the name of Jesus, we can pick up serpents and drink deadly things and lay hands on the sick, and people will be saved and people will recover and people will not die. Do we believe those things? I think we believe them sometimes. And I think we believe them when we want to believe them. And we want to believe them when things are bad, when things are hard. We have to believe them all the time. That if we are baptized and we believe in the gospel, if we believe in Jesus, then we can do amazing things. And I think often we think that amazing things really means things that everyone is going to notice and people will be changed by it. And I think we forget about the small things that we do all the time that nobody really notices, but that people are changed by because they rely on us and they count on us to be there for them. And so, however it is you are living out your baptismal call, if it is what God has called you to, then that's what you're doing and what is necessary. And that's the sign. You are the sign that Jesus is in the world. So how do we live out the fact that we are the sign that Jesus is in the world? It's different for each one of us. But that is the challenge, right? The challenge is to believe these words of Christ from Mark 16, of all the things that we can do because we are baptized and we believe, and to do it in the way that we as individuals are called to do. None of us are called to do it in the same way, but there is a call on each of our lives, and are we living it out? And that's the question. So that's the question I'm going to leave you with for this week. Are you living out whatever call it is that God has placed on your life to share the gospel to all of those and to all the ends of the earth? Have a great week.